Everybody, well, here we are, Saturday Night Live again on the Lightship. And the day today is January 31st, 2015. And let's just do some energy work with everybody. Think of a situation that you may have had that's, you know, causing you situations, problems. And here we go. Let's clear that off. Think of one particular situation that you're dealing with. And here we go. I'll clear that one. So one, two, three, four, and five. And we'll do another one for you. So again, one, two, three, four, and five. And if you have pain in your body, we'll just try to get some of that away also. So here we go. Releasing some pain. So one, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. That sounds and feels pretty good. Let's energize the light beam. So let's bring up the female light beam first. Here we go. So stronger, 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 and stronger. The female energy, only one light beam. Now we'll do non-gender. I'm just reversing it here. Non-gender, light beam, stronger, 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 and stronger. And now the males. Here we go. Three males. So one, two, three, four, and five. Okay. I'll see if our co-host is on out there somewhere. Are you around? Anne, did you return back to the planet here?
Yes, Ron. I sincerely hope I haven't left at all. But I am here and very happy to be here, especially for Saturday night on the Lightship. So welcome if you're a new listener. You chose a wonderful time to join Ron and experience some of his healings and listen to his wonderful information and also have a visit to the Lightship. And everyone can think of one physical issue that they would like to have talked about, or healed rather, when you go on the Lightship. It's a night for physical healing. And thank you, Ron, so much for clearing us all at the beginning of the show there. Can you just check us all out and see if we're all present and heart-centered or if some people are in their heads and, you know, not really paying attention, and give us all clarity and heart-centeredness? Ron?
Good idea. So let's do the finger exercise. Again, see where your finger is pointing, and here we go. So one, two, three, four, and five, and you should be more in the present moment, and just see if the finger's in front of you. You'll be directly in front when you do the exercise, have your body show you, and from there, you know, you should be feeling pretty good right now, be in the present moment. And we'll do some more energy work here. Make sure of that. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. Oh, back to you, Ann.
Wow, thank you very much, Ron. And we have some emails that we can cover tonight. And the first one is... a listener who went on the Wednesday water charging call, and this is part of the reason I thought let's make sure people aren't in their heads so they can really get everything possible from the show. While you were doing the call, which those calls typically last about an hour, correct, Ron? An hour and a half. And you charge on the Wednesday call 7 containers of water for the people to have for the whole week. And her question, well, I'll ask her question first. Can she put her name on the water jugs? And if she's not there, will it still work?
Yes, of course it will. Yes.
Okay, I knew that. But now here's what the interesting thing, though, that made me ask you to help us all get in our heart centers. I went during the show, or during the call, rather, I went to get the mail and didn't come back for an hour later. Lost time and missed the call. Oh, and missed the show. Maybe she means she missed this radio show afterwards. So I don't know what happened with this listener that they lost an hour of time, but I think when we get distracted like that, it's that we're not paying attention to our spirits and our bodies and our thoughts and our heart centers. Is that right, Ron?
Yeah, more than likely what I would probably think happened is they got a thought, and the thought took them sideways. They lost track of time and maybe got put onto a different timeline and forgot about the show. So that's probably what was going on there. Not always in control of your, the reality that you think you're in control of. So that's why it's always best for everybody to be in the present moment if they can be, and to do those exercises so that you're not having troubles with getting, into the present moment. You're having trouble getting into the present moment, then make sure that you do the finger exercise and be very more conscious of what's going on. But yeah, everybody, that happens to a lot of people. Us, we're in, don't know where you are sometimes, or you go to the shopping center and you're walking around and you plan to leave in an hour, and somehow you just keep visiting store after store, and you find out that, wow, 3 hours went by, and why am I in here? I don't really even want to be in this shopping center. What am I doing here? And just because things happen that way, you think that normally that you made the mistake and you beat yourself up. It's not really you. It's they put you on these timelines, and you had no consciousness and awareness to get off of it. You're actually just running a program. They're running the program on you. So that's what happens. So back to you, Ann.
Great. I know that I have missed your radio shows once or twice, and luckily not one I was on co-hosting, but I always want to listen to them no matter what, and I know I've just went into my head and I started thinking about something. Or it could be even worse, as you said, I could have been taken off into timelines, and then I look at the clock and the show ended half an hour ago, and it's very disappointing. So it's better to stay in the moment. And we have a related question. When we drop our thoughts into our hearts, are the thoughts then neutral?
Yeah, because they're no longer going to be connected to you because they're neutralized. So you could look at it as your thoughts, in a sense, are a program. That's what they bring you into. So every thought that you have can, not always, but it can bring you into another parallel lifetime, another timeline. Parallel life and timelines are the same. Can be taken that way. So like if I mentioned right now, well, we think of Hawaii, and how nice it is there or something, right away you're going to search mentally, when you're in your database, we'll say, a picture of something that you saw in Hawaii, or maybe you went there to Hawaii, or maybe you live in Hawaii, and all of a sudden it'll bring up an event that you probably either saw or, experienced there. Right away you're on that timeline. Maybe even feel the exact wonderful energy that you had, or maybe it wasn't wonderful and it's the opposite and you're going to be experiencing that. Just by having that suggestive, input to you, you're automatically going to be going there, checking out that timeline. So back to you, Ann.
Okay, and it's probably easier for people to get taken off onto something when it's something pleasant, isn't it, Ron?
More than likely, because you're going to be enjoying that more than you would be being hurt, we'll say. So, if you hurt yourself, and you look back upon, you know, whatever you did, there probably won't be much there on it. You're going to know that it happened, but you're not going to go through, you know, maybe the 5 hours of the pain that you suffered. It'll just be, oh, I hurt myself and it was painful. Now, if you had a wonderful experience, you know, switching it over to something else, you went on a hike, and you went walking around, and you did this and did that, you're going to have all those memories coming forward, flooding you with this information. And now you're going to feel like, well, that's great, you know. Oh, well, typically, the negative stuff, you're not going to be experiencing that fully, because number one, your spirit's probably out of your body during that process, and number two, your other energetic bodies are going to be probably maybe not even being put online. Maybe it's all flooded into your pain body, and all of a sudden, you know, you're not activating that pain. But when you do activate the pain, or it gets activated, then you will automatically go on that storyline for when you had that problem. And your past pain from any situation can get pasted and copied onto your current pain. Life is pretty strange here. You know, how you have to keep recycling the past, worrying about things, and, you know, stuff like that continuously, because that's the way the energy is here, and that's how they connect you to these timelines. Oh, back to you.
Okay, Ron. Yes, thank you so much. We have, I thought this was a very interesting question, because I did not know about a healing that this person mentions. Should we do the clearing for family imprint removal for the love thing to let that program go? And I thought, first, Ron, you have talked about this before, but it's a tough one for a lot of people, so maybe you could talk about love and why we're kind of sounding like it's not a good thing, and then explain to people what that healing is, family imprint.
Yeah, the family imprinting is what your parents gave you, you know, the timeline situations and whatever that means to you, because that's sort of what you... that they imprinted you with their thoughts and the way you're supposed to behave here. And through that, you get energetic cordings also being connected to you. A typical thing would be, you know, use the mother scenario here. So the mother has a child, and kindergarten starts. Maybe the child is 5 or 6. And the mother is worrying completely about what's going on with her child, because the child now is no longer home and with other kids. And so all of a sudden, right away, that, you know, the mother is actually probably there with the child psychically and not knowing consciously what's happening, but you do know it psychically. But right away, you're courting the child, probably everybody else there, and you're hoping that your child's going to have a successful day in kindergarten or whatever they're doing or going through. So that courting stays with that child. And then we all heard about stories, you know, where somebody's mother's always watching over them and, you know, find the right guy to date or whatever, you know, if you're a woman, and, oh, is he wealthy enough, you know, and all this stuff. Mother-in-law, father-in-laws, you know, like this here. And that's sort of all that is energetic cordings. They want you to probably be better than they are on one hand, which may be okay, but, you know, you have to live up to their expectations. And so when you look at it that way, they're courting you continuously, wanting you to do according to their belief system and what worked for them. Well, back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron. Yeah, thank you. And, you know, today there's a term called helicopter mom or helicopter parent. And people say that with pride, you know, that's their, they mean that they're all over their children and hovering all the time. They're like hyperly protective, and that's looked at to be a really good thing. So it's apparently not going away. And we probably do things by rote as adults that we don't realize were imprinted into us as children, right?
That's why when you do the clearings, a lot of that just goes away. And for everybody, at that point, after they do a few clearings, then they realize that, wow, it's like you're here for the first time. What do you do with your life? Because before you were controlled by everything that was taught to you, what to do, what not to do, and how to live your life. And now all of a sudden, those things are gone. Lost the program. Now it's up to you to choose a new life for yourself. To get that freedom to choose, which is the way it should be in the light. You shouldn't be controlled by any programs, either internally that was brought into you, or externally. You want to be, in a sense, all you can be, and can't be all you can be when you are else. No? Oh, somebody else wants you to be all that they want you to be. So you lost your freedom. That's what we give you, is your freedom back.
Yeah, and it's such a relief. And there are other, there's the people courting clearing that can clear a lot of things too, because, you know, maybe it isn't even a family member. You know, maybe you were in the Army or something. You said, be all you can be. I think that's the Army. That's what made me laugh, the Army motto. And so there are other healings as well that can help you if you find out you don't know why something's wrong. I can't remember now if I said Ron's website is creationlightship.com, and you can go on there and learn more about all of Ron's wonderful healings, and there are many that are free, and you can test those out. So we have another question, still kind of on the family subject. Can and should we space-time crash for lost spirits part for deceased loved ones? This person already did the deceased loved one's emotional and spirit clearing, but they say, I know his spirit is still out there. They did it way after the person's death, I see.
Oh, so, yeah, there's nothing wrong with that. That doesn't sound too bad. In case the person is in the beyondo. Remember, I've done that. I'm clearings for people going back like 500 years ago, bringing your spirit back from 500 years ago that's in the beyondo. You got lost in space. Yeah, you might want to do that. That would be a good thing to do. And I'll do a sample of that. So we'll have somebody type in the chat room there year, say, you want me to go back to bring back the spirits that are lost in space. So we'll just get a number probably within a minute.
Oh, that'd
here.
Be great. Okay, we're sometimes a little ahead of the listeners, Ron. If, you know, I don't think much, but we'll give them a minute and see. Maybe that person that wrote in actually is listening now, and they can type into the fast chat.
First one that we get will do. So.
Okay, first year. That's great. We have a request, Ron. Now I don't know if we talked about. From now on, we're going to be all of us on the radio shows and in the fast chat and emails, not really talking about illnesses and diseases and that kind of thing. So I don't know if you want to talk about that a little, but we do have a request for healing for the eyes, because someone accidentally looked at something and they felt like an energy a negative energy went into their eyes. But is that something that's appropriate to request, Ron, or do we want to just hold that for going to the light ship?
Yeah, that should be your own, one of your personal healing that you have going to the light ship. What I will do is somebody saw something that kind of bothered them, and they felt I could probably use the word a timeline attack, because it would probably be a timeline that we're looking at when somebody wrote something. This would be, you know, a little complicated there. We'll just use the term media. We'll just do a sample of the media clearing. So here we go. I think that's a $20 clearing for a month, I believe. So if you're out there investigating stuff a lot, trying to find something out there that you're interested in, then you may want to do the media clearing because you're hooked up to websites. You don't want to be that way, but once you start reading something or hearing somebody talking, right away you're on their timeline because you're entering into their space, into their timeline. So is that good or bad? I don't know. But you want to be on your own timeline, so you don't want to get, you know, lured in somebody else's energy. That's what a lot of people do who want to, connect to people or trap them. They'll normally say something three times. Somehow, whatever that means, three is a magic number, and voila, all of a sudden they kind of hook you. So, anyway, and the three is used a lot. I think so is the five, but the three is a real powerful symbol somehow. I won't get into that, but, we got 3M, right? That's one there. M is that. 3 points, we'll say. You got Dodge... different, but they use Mopar. That's an M. So if you look up, you know, Chrysler, it'll say Mopar, and that's the M. And then I think the Chevron sign had, three symbols on it. So three is used a lot, and so is a seven. Seven would be the Chevron. So this is all alien stuff. I won't say Illuminati, but that's still alien. So they use these symbols to connect you. Anyway, let's do a clearing for, like, your eyes if you, when website searching, or, you know, that's what normally happens now. In the older days, you'd be going to the library reading books, but now it's all on the Internet, so you're doing website stuff, websites and talks and YouTube and stuff, you know. Here we go. Not like you got hooked up. Just think of one of the pages you read or somebody talking. I'll just release that energy from you. Here we go. So, Matt, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Well, hopefully for the person who read something and their eyes started hurting, that's released now. Whatever you people chose out there, disconnect one of those situations, that's released also. Thank you, Ann.
Thank you, Ron, and thank you for telling us about the media clearing and also on the alien clearing. One of the options there is also to clear websites. So if you're running that, monthly, the alien attack clearing, you can do that there as well. Okay, we got a bunch of dates, actually, Ron. You mentioned you'd clear the first one that we got in. So the first year we got was 1993.
Okay, so this is if you were lost in space, you know. Here we go. So that year, bringing you back. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. See if you feel maybe it's a little better right now. We'll do another date here. Go ahead, Ann. of you.
Okay, let me go back to the second person. I think a whole lot of people typed in at the same time. Okay, well, the second one, we probably weren't all here then, in these bodies anyway, but 1942 is the next year requested.
Okay, here we go. So, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay. Hopefully you're back now. Another year?
2001.
1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay.
2014. That's interesting.
Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay. I think that's, I was kind of thinking somebody would say like maybe the 1400s or something, you know.
Well.
So what I'll do is your current birthday, whatever that is, month and day, in 2014. Okay? Oh, excuse me. No, I'm wrong. 1400. Oh, here we go. Just a day and a certain year. So here we go. Bringing you back from being lost in space. So that's quite a while ago. 600 years. Wow. Here we go. Back to your body here. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There. Feel, you know, like, wow, you're pretty ancient. And you maybe sensed something around you. Maybe you had an armor suit on or whatever, you know. It's brought back. Spirit would hang on to some of that energy probably from that incarnation. What we could do is we can go back 2,000 years ago. So here we go. Going back, I guess it'd be interesting. Because, like I've said before, in our current calendar, we have, before Christ, B.C., and we have A.D., after death, And so somehow that's a zero point. And calendar kind of runs over, though, when he lived, when Jesus lived. So we'll go back 2,000 years. So here we go. Based on the energies, I'm sure a different calendar would have the dates in it, but ours does not. So here we go. Facing your spirit that's trapped from the Beyondo. 1, coming back, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Joke. Oh. Joanne.
Thanks. That felt good, Ron. Here's something from another show. It's left over. We talked about snow and the fake snow and everything, and that New York City kind of missed the blizzard that was supposed to come. It didn't hit New York too hard. But someone wrote in, was abduction possible there since they shut down the entire city with the National Guard? And we were told not to go out. I am suspicious. Maybe they used this occasion for something nefarious.
Wow, we got a smart person out there, an awake person. Yeah, very possibly. I don't have any intelligence on that at all, but the blizzard is coming, so we're going to do financial banking and bring in different things into the city. I'm just, throwing out ideas for people. And, if you're not there, what's the old saying? If you're not in the forest, can you hear a tree fall, or something like that, So, yeah, if everybody is in their house and you don't know what's going on in the city or somewhere, and, maybe everybody had a big party who wasn't connected to the news media where they have to stay home. So, yeah, it's very possible that a lot happened during that time frame with maybe merchandise being moved from store to store or banks to bank or special things going on. Maybe they're doing a financial reset of the financial institutions. That could be one thing. That's kind of one of the buzzwords that is kind of going down, but, you know, not going to hold my breath. You get all these rumors of disinformation out there, and it sounds great, but, yeah, a lot could happen when everybody is quarantined, kind of what happened. So, yeah, very possibly there is a lot going on that the normal public would not actually physically see because everything was shut down. To the public, it was shut down, but to maybe other groups, it was there to do their work. So I would say that would be a very good observation. I would say more than likely, it doesn't take too much imagination to wonder what's happening. So I would say I'd probably be correct. Plus, New York, you know, is the, what do they call it, the international city, world city or something like that or whatever. You know, that's the main city is New York. Whole world, especially for finances, I believe. Stock exchange there, so I don't even know how long that's going to be there. I remember I was reading something a while back about stock exchange will no longer be in New York City. They're going to take it over to Dubai or something like that, but I could be wrong on that. Right? But back to you, Ann.
Okay, yeah, very interesting, Ron. And somebody has an interesting question for you because it's interesting that you brought up the finances. They have a friend. This person wrote in, they have a friend who often disappears for months at a time, and when he reappears, he picks up our conversation as if we spoke the day before. He's from another country. He speaks four languages fluently, and he works for a very large international financial organization, which I won't say its three initials. An extremely good-looking person, extremely charming. Everyone around him is always fascinated with him. So his question is, and it's interesting that you brought up money and those kind of things, is he alien, a high-end clone, or even human at all?
Well, I can't address that, only because somebody listening has a person in mind wanting me to tell them that they're a clone or they're an alien or, you know, whatever. So I don't do that, okay? So I can't, you know, give you that information, you know, like doing a reading. I just don't do that. As far as person showing up and, you know, in the conversation from what you had previously, like 2 or 3 months earlier, and more than likely, the person could be just from that information. I'm not saying this person is, okay? But if this question was asked to me about a situation like that, what I could say is very possibly the person could be a time traveler, okay? And so they were here, and maybe they had their programmed script for living here, and the last data on that programmed script where they left, maybe they're talking about buying a yellow car, right? We'll just say that, or a white car. And so they came back in again. Last thing they talked about was, say, the white car. So now they're going to talk to you about a white car, and you go, wow, that's really strange. Did the person, why are they picking up the same conversation? And maybe they want you to tell you about a white car, you know? So, yeah, very possibly they're probably, with that situation, maybe a time traveler. But as far as me looking at that person, no, I'm not even there. Yeah, that's what can happen. Remember, everything here is programs. You are running programs. And what program are you running? Especially when time travelers come and go. You know, they need to know what's going on from their last visit. So I'm sure there's movies out there like that about time traveling. Back to you.
Okay, Ron. Thank you so much. And I don't know if you would agree with me, but I think if you come into a situation like that or a person, then that's the time to do the clone to light and alien to light clearing, because aren't you just better off assuming, you know, this person probably isn't fully human if you have those thoughts?
Yeah, I would probably assume the worst.
Right.
And then after I did that, I would probably look at the situation and say, well, wait a minute, this person's in my life. How does that relate to me, okay? What's going on with me in my life that I know this person, okay? How am I connected to this person? Am I being used by this person, okay?
Right.
Maybe this person's your handler. Oh, you need to look a little deeper to see what's happening, because that doesn't sound like a normal situation. In fact, everybody listening probably said, yeah, that sounds kind of weird to me. You know, what would be normal would be talking about the white car, we'll say, to one of your friends, and then you see him again in a couple of days or so. You can still carry on the conversation about the white car, because you might want them to look for a white car, and they go, oh, yeah, I didn't see one yet, or, oh, yeah, one's over here. That would be kind of going along with reality here, stepping from one, say, small timeline to another small timeline, but when there's a gigantic gap in between timelines and spaces, then, you're coming back into this reality from another timeline, maybe jumping from one that was here, getting their data, and coming back in again. So, that sounds kind of weird to me. But, especially if they're gone for a long period of time. Or time again, can't get away from time. And be out of time. That's good. Back to you, Ann.
Thank you, Ron. Someone, I have a couple other things to read to you as well, but someone just put in, aren't we all time travelers, willing and unwilling?
Yes, I would say that would be true. But if you're in the moment, then there's no such thing as time. So it's how you choose to live your life. So when you are in time, then you're being controlled by a program, by someone out there that's controlling you, bringing you into a timeline. If you're out of time with your spirit, then at that moment, the timelines don't exist for you.
Okay.
And then again, talking about shapeshifters and stuff, if you're not fully conscious in your body, then who's hopping in? Probably a shapeshifter or something, or entities. So I'll just always try to be, in your body so that this doesn't happen to you.
Right. Thank you, Ron. So people, we have thank you for the media clearing. Now, someone, for some reason, was looking at a news website, and I think it's connected to their email, probably. And I used to have that same email. It's the same one we have here on our show. And there are other free email accounts that don't have any news attached to them. So I think there's a big one that starts with a G. I don't want to do a commercial, but you could check that out. And then if you go off of it, when you're logging in and out, it will not bring you to a page full of news, because that is disturbing when that happens. So someone wrote in, wow, head hurts and I'm yawning with the 1400 clearing. And,
well, that means that more than likely you probably had a situation where you got hit over the head. Could have died, maybe, hard to say. So that would indicate that. So let's do a clearing for, let's use the word wellness, okay? So here we go. Releasing that energy of traumatic situation that your spirit or releasing the energy. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. What you may want to do is see maybe what was going on in that particular time frame. Probably don't want to do that, because it'll bring you deeper into the realms of darkness, because you're starting to search for something that happened a long time ago. But you may have vision or something like that coming to you, what you were involved with, okay, and what happened to you. Your curiosity killed the cat. So if you start looking for signs and symbols and events and things, you know, you may have a great aha in your life. Wow, this happened to me, but you really need to know that, okay? Then you're hooked up into these timelines. Now you can be living a life as some type of soldier or something back then. Killing lots of people because you think it's right to do. You're ordered and controlled to do that, programmed to do that. And now you may wake up at night feeling really awful because you saw a bunch of people die because you killed them. So, you know, you have to look at that too. So, I mean, this is what the dark side does to everybody. You have it stored inside of you. Bringing back your spirit is great, but remember, it had a life too with you at that particular time. It went for the ride, just like it does in this lifetime. So whatever you experience, you are imprinting your spirit that energy. You know, like when shapeshifters pop into people, you know, they come in as you open up a void, and they're able to come in because you don't have enough spirit energy in you to keep them out. Oh, you know, you have all this energy in your body where maybe entities could be and other things, but you don't have your spirit there at the fort. Now it's an entity or shapeshifter could come into you, some alien, and all of a sudden, you're not going to leave. They'll be with you for as long as they choose to be, unless you get rid of them and, you know, and how to get rid of them. That's why we have the clearings of the website of everybody out. So, a lot going on now that probably more available for awake people to see really what's happening. Like that picture on the net of that long, like snake type of energy, all those aliens in the clouds next to it. There's a lot of strange things, and it's, you know, like the fake snow, you know? What's that all about, you know? Oh, right? As we go to the light ship shortly, we'll get one more question here, then we'll do the light ship clearing.
Okay, and I forgot to mention to our listeners that they can request the rooms, right, Ron? Is that okay tonight?
Yeah, just send some rooms in, yeah.
We have one already, and that's what reminded me, so thank you, listeners. So if you have some rooms you'd like us to go to, any animals or plants that you, trees, anything you particularly love on Earth is represented on Creation Lightship, because that's where things were created. Are there things on Creation Lightship that are like Earth, like, for instance, an ocean or the Grand Canyon or anything like that, Ron?
Well, let's see. There are rooms on the Lightship that contain all possibilities. So if you were a planet spirit, you were created to be a spirit for a planet, then you would have available to you the information for all planets, all life forms for those planets, and if there is, you know, like the Grand Canyon there or anything, you're able to pick and choose what you would like to have on that planet. Let's just say that, hypothetically, let's talk about the Earth here, okay? So the Earth was changed 1,000 years ago. As every 2,000 years, blueprint and the Earth spirit is kind of up for review of what the Earth spirit wants to bring in here. It didn't want to have a certain plant or something here. Maybe it brought in something else. So all of a sudden, you know, within a blink of an eye, thing will disappear. But there still could be fossils of that. You know, previously, Oh, if you go back, you know, quite a ways, if you're looking for stuff that was maybe buried in the ground, we'll just say 1,000 years ago, and all of a sudden they dig something up and, wow, that's here. That's very interesting. Well, maybe there are things that used to be here, and I'll just use the word alien energies. Your spirit said, oh, no, I don't want to go through 1,000 years of this crap again, you know. These aliens here having bases and fortresses and wars on this planet. Oh, we're going to get rid of all that evidence or most of it. Get them out of here. Now it's recreated, and all of a sudden the aliens aren't here. Well, if you notice on the mountainsides, if you do traveling like through New Mexico and different places where there are mountains, some of the mountains are perfectly flat. So, wait a minute, what happened here? You know, why is this a flat-top mountain? Oh, it's probably a landing base, okay? Alien ships. All the ones around it don't look like regular mountains with trees on it. And this thing is like desolate, we'll say. No trees, and it's just strictly a bunch of rocks, but it's flat on the top. Well, it doesn't take much to kind of imagination, you know, figure out what that's about. So, you know, just realize that's what could have happened. Maybe, you know, the Earth spirit said, you know, this place is filled full of aliens, and I don't want them here any longer, but I'll get rid of the aliens, that life form out of here, rid of everything that they brought in here. I'll just leave the mountainside that's a flat top. That's what happens. So when you have these archaeological digs and they try to find something, or they do find something, well, there could be a lot more going on because they found some 30-foot-tall, you know, humanoid-looking skeleton bones, you know. What else was here? Well, it could have been taken away completely. So anyway, we'll just switch the subject here. But that's what happened. Every 2,000 years, the planet's recreated. Whatever the Earth spirit at that time chooses to bring in, it will. A lot of times, it's just strictly like a copy and paste, because there's no reason not to have stuff going on previous 2,000-year cycle. Anyway, that is possible. So, let's go to the lightship, everybody. And you can request one particular type of healing. You have something going on with you. We'll just do the clearing or the healing for that particular modality or situation that you're dealing with for each room that we go into. We'll bring up your animal, pest, flower, tree, garden, plants with you. Here you go. Going up, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And I'll find the first room here. And let's see here. We'll go into the room that has, somebody has panda bears. So we'll go into that room. And remember, these light beings will get the blueprint of a panda bear that's here, and three of them, and request your healing. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And, of course, we have the deer room. A lot of people like the deers, so it could be fawns also, your choice. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5.
Excuse me, Ron. I just wanted to say you, I think, missed the first request was for the newt room.
Oh, newts. Okay.
Newt.
Here we go, the newts. So here they come. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. I guess we'll go into the room with the geckos, okay? Geico commercial guy. So here we go, the geckos. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay. And boy, the original Earth blueprint, that's, I can, we'll go into the blueprint room over 2,000 years ago, okay? So let's go back 2,500 years. This would be the way the Earth was. So we need to just feel the energy in this here, because the Earth has a lot of stuff on it. So here we go. We could go into one of the tree rooms that was here, one of the trees that was here 2,500 years ago. So let's just pick a redwood tree 2,500 years ago. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Feel that energy. And then we'll do a redwood tree right now in this cycle here, as of today. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Wow. To me, what a difference. This one feels poisonous to me. Anyway, that's my own sense on it. Let's go into a room that deals with physical body stuff here. So if you have a concern of some type, here we go. Think of your most special concern. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, go into this room again. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Joke. So, go into another room here. We'll go into the room where they have oxygen. So, want to have the oxygen go to a certain part of your body, you can request that too. So, stronger, 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 and stronger. Yoke. So, let's go into another room here. Let's go into the room where the dolphins are. So here they come. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And I guess one final room here will be the room with the manatees. Oh, here's the manatees coming. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay. So let's back from the light ship. So coming back down. And bringing our animal, pets, flower, tree, garden, plants down. So back to, before we come down, we'll bring in the oxygen. Here's the oxygen of the planet, the air that we're breathing 2,500 years ago. Everybody take a deep breath. You know, exhale a few times, and here comes that oxygen. It used to be here. This is before we had pollutants here. Here we go. Here it comes. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And I'll leave this oxygen with you on this show only. Naturally, this only works live. I'll leave it for slightly over 1 hour with everybody, okay? So our show will end within maybe 5 minutes or so. So it'll be here for an extra hour. So straight up on the next hour, it'll still be here. Then it'll stop coming to you. So it'll give you a lot of healing. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, and we'll come back from the light ship now. Coming back down, and I'll count 5 to 1 so the energy shift around you. All pets, flower, tree, garden, plants are with you. All coming down, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okie doke. Oh, that's you, Ann.
Okay, Ron. Wow, that felt wonderful. And it reminds, well, oh, first of all, do we have a little more time tonight? Can we stay on till 5 after?
Yes, we can, yes. Uh-huh.
Oh, good. Okay. I just wanted to say that one person requested a room for a specific condition, and that is part of what we're not going to be doing on the shows anymore. And it's not necessary to request a room for a condition, because whatever condition you're dealing with, you can request that healing in all the rooms. Did I say that well, Ron?
Yes, that's correct, yeah.
Okay, good. I didn't want people to think, you know, well, we're just ignoring them or whatever, so they can understand. And I remembered that, wow, it might be a couple of years ago now, Ron, that you brought in, I don't know if it was the oxygen of or the energy of different years so that we could feel, you know, what it felt like. Because certainly alien attacks have been amped up more recently, right? I mean, there was, maybe they were always going on. I think you've said they are, were always going on, but they're much worse in the last few years, right?
Yeah, I would say so, yeah, because of the, there's more people here, and there's more belief systems connecting people to aliens, more religions. And so, you know, it's their hunting ground. So, yes, they're here more because the people are choosing to be the present moment and to become self-empowered. So, and being, you know, with their spirit. So that's what's happened. Well, the people are actually the problem, you know, from having the aliens here, as they're going outside of themselves. And that's what the aliens want. But they're only here because there's a reason for it, and the reason is that they can get energy from people. A lot of churches around. So, back to you, Lan.
Okay, there's a listener has a question about a church, and they're wondering if you have anything to do with that, because part of the leader's name is similar to yours.
I have no clue.
No, you don't have anything to do with it.
I don't even know, you know, I'm not associated with any churches, believe me.
Yeah.
The only church that you should have is your own holy temple, your sacred temple, which is your physical body. That would be all that we would teach you of anything. Stay with your spirit and go within. Thing that talks about going outside of yourself, and then you become either you're within, side, or you're without. So if you are without, without your spirit. So when you go outside of yourself and you connect to energies that are brought forth by timelines and the aliens, and it gets you unconnected from yourself, you know, we're not only that whatsoever, so no. Only thing you're going to find from all the radio programs that the whole thing is to go within to meet your spirit. That's what the clearings are for, is to clean out the alien garbage that you have collected, mind energies, programs, get those things off of you so you can become more in neutral and become peaceful. The whole thing is to become peaceful. Back to you.
Okay, the same listener had a question. Who is creating the repeating number programs on Earth, and where do they come from?
I don't know. It would be, I don't know who or what is doing that. All clean agenda, so, you know, can't really narrow it down to one particular alien race. Getting mileage off you because you are choosing to not be in the present moment. Only seeing these numbers when you are brought into that timeline, those numbers. Oh, that's another way of looking at it. You are validating that you are on a timeline and on a program when you see the numbers that you keep seeing all the time. That's the validation to the aliens that they have you hooked up. Back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron, thank you. I know you've said many times, if you get clear, to stay clear, go live in the woods. But I was wondering, for people who can't go live in the woods tonight, is there something, you know, some other advice you could give us or clearing that could help us keep this wonderful energy that we're in now so that we don't get thrown off and lose it so that we can at least, you know, get through the night and maybe even tomorrow staying in this powerful energy.
Well, the first thing is to, since you're probably on a computer, definitely do the free clearings that's there. Number one, do the free clearings. And number two, find out what your issues are. Emotional whole lifetime clearing first. Maybe there's a half a dozen other ones that you need because those are where you're living, and that's where those timelines come from. So you want to do clearings to clean yourself up so you're not being abducted because of a situation that you're going through. You know, like if you're, you know, in anxiety a lot, then you're on the, you know, the anxiety body's clogged up and you keep having anxiety issues. So you want to get rid of that. Those anxiety issues are hooking you up to the aliens. If you're, you know, in, you know, emotional stuff or distress or whatever you're dealing with, all those are timelines. So you're opening your door freely to the aliens to come in and visit you. That's when you have issues. So the issues, so we clean out of you and clear out when you have the whole lifetime clearing. So that's what you need to do. So if you're asking what to do, I'm more peaceful. Then, you know, like ask your friends, what are your, what issues do I have? And then do the clearings for it. And the clearings, we talk about this. Maybe I haven't said it for the last month, but do a whole, if, let's just say you're single, okay? So you do a whole lifetime clearing, and then the next one on the whole lifetime clearing is half price. So half price and full price and half, so it costs you less money. Now, from there, if you're married, have a spouse or, you know, boyfriend, girlfriend or something, then from there, you can do their clearing for half price. So you pay regular price for yours, and theirs are half. That way, you're on the same page, and you can bounce back and forth and work together as a couple, and you're not going to lose somebody that way. Because once you do a few clearings, you realize how much other person in your life is controlled and how they have all the drama and traumas going on, and you just clear yourself out and you go, I've been there, done that, and you may not want to be at that person. Want to do the clearing for them also if you choose to stay in that relationship. That's why I made it half price, so that they can get it for half price and help themselves out, and you know, you're helping them and they're helping you. If you're just single, then every other one is half price. So that's the way that works. And normally, you know, when you do the whole lifetime ones, there might be there's quite a few of them, but, you know, I would think well, most people probably need about a half a dozen of the clearings on the whole lifetime ones, which deal with, say, emotional, and it's all emotional, it's just different layers of it. Well, that's what you want to get rid of. Become peaceful. You have to look at it. How do I, you know, you want to be peaceful? Well, then you want to do the clearings to become peaceful. And the older you are, more energy you have on yourself. And, you know, that's why you die. But you don't see a big death rate of people who are 30 years of age because they're stuck in emotions. No. They're still plugging along. But, you know, you see people who are maybe 80 to 100. And they're dying. Why are they dying? Well, they, all these emotions and stuff that they lived with, they were fine when they were 30, just like the 30-year-old is today, but between 80 and 100, man, they're kicking the bucket. Why? Because they didn't get themselves cleared off. Energies are killing them. So that's the whole bottom line. Oh, let's do the mind to heart drop here. Here we go. And in your spirit to take the thoughts in your head. I'm peaceful. This you can do yourself. You don't need me to do this. It only teach you a few things. Finger exercise, mind a heart drop. I now increase my life force energy. There's one more thing that I can that I teach people, and that's basically all that you need, really. Power yourself. That's what I'm here about, is to teach you how to do something. Oh, you know, you can feel better. But here we go. You should be doing yourself, you know, 3 times a day minimum. Oh, here we go, dropping down. And in your spirit to do this for you. So here we go. Outside of your head, dropping down. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. excuse me, at 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. There you go, everybody. So we'll end our program. Blessings. Thank you, everyone, and hope to see you next weekend, the first weekend in February, on Just Life Expo, LAX Hilton. Bye, everyone.